Hi. So what's so special about baby boomers? We're the ones that were born after 1946. There's a lot of us around, you know. So what makes us different to any other generation? Today, I'll have a look at what it means to be over 50 and see what we're all getting up to now that we have reach that milestone.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi. So what's so special about baby boomers? We're the ones that were born after 1946. There's a lot of us around, you know. So what makes us different to any other generation? Today, I'll have a look at what it means to be over 50 and see what we're all getting up to now that we have reached that milestone. I'm Ann Nelson, your host for today's show. And today the focus of the show is all about being a baby boomer and retiring and what are we getting up to. We do have things in common that we share just through the fact of living through the same things, like we saw the first lunar landing and man walking on the moon. I can remember being sent home from school so we could watch it live on TV when I was in year 11 in high school, when we'd seen the hippie era. What else have we shared together? The invention of the first mobile telephone, television, the internet, the World Wide Web, hooking us all up around the world. Women's rights became popular too. We do have a lot in common, but the thing that stands us out from other generations is the baby boomers is the single biggest generation ever. And we're getting up to stuff that separates us from our forefathers in that we're living longer. And as we get to retirement, well, we're not retiring. Recently, I heard that 65-year-olds don't want to be referred as seniors. So they've come up with a new name for us. We're officially going to be called perennials. And we don't want to be referred to as seniors till we're at least 80 years old because we're busy getting up to stuff. According to an article in Carrot.com, Leeds, Dame Sally Davis, the Chief Medical Officer for England, is quoted as saying, "People are living longer than ever, and so retirement presents a real opportunity for baby boomers to be more active than ever before. For many people, it is a chance to take on new challenges. It is certainly not the start of a slower pace of life it once was. Most of us have had a change of attitude to life since turning 50. And over half feel more adventurous." Isn't that interesting? So what are we doing? Over half of us are feeling a bit more adventurous. We've decided to live the life to the maximum right now. In Britain, 41% of those aged between 50 and 80 say they've taken up a new sport. And 54% now say they are travelling for adventure rather than to relax. I remember interviewing Stephen Parr back in episode 3 on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. Stephen is a retired financial planner and he comes from the Bay of Plenty in New Zealand. And he regularly goes on hikes, walking trips. And his idea of an adventure is to go on a tall ship's cruise and be one of the crew. He and his wife regularly go on backpacking trips to India and Sri Lanka. They enjoy going up into the mountains. More recently, in episode 108, Larry and Rita Borden from Borden's No No Borders talked to me about how you need to be fit and healthy so you can enjoy having adventures. And they are. They're in their 80s and still going strong, traveling around the world. We're not all traveling 365 days of the year, so what else is popular for the over 50s? Well, staying fit is important, getting some exercise. And it can either be through going to the gym or just taking up group activities such as tennis, golf, jogging, walking, even aerobic exercise. I know ladies that enjoy going clogging. That's a type of dancing. And line dancing is popular as well. When we get to our 50s, we're not necessarily sticking to the same old jobs anymore. And having a bit of job variety is important. Some of us are even going out and starting our own businesses. So changing professions, becoming consultants, tour guides, just doing something different. We're still enjoying our music, as apparently 25% of music sales have been to our age group. Up to 40% of baby boomers own an iPod or an MP3 player. So we're listening to it as we're doing our exercise or even as we're washing up the dishes. Some of us even getting into extreme sports. I don't know about you. I haven't got like that yet, but some extreme sports that baby boomers are enjoying include rafting, skydiving and paragliding. It may be on some of your bucket lists, but I don't think I'm going to be one of them jumping out of an aeroplane anytime soon. Volunteering, that's a big ticket item. It's an opportunity for us to make a difference in our communities, and many of us are volunteering in their communities through church, civic organisations. I know I've been a member of Lions International for a few years now, and we raise money and donate a lot of money to medical research, natural disasters, helping out people in need. Baby boomers like to relax. They want to unwind. And being close to the coast, to the beach, is very popular. And you find a lot of retirees are attracted to communities that reside along famous waterfronts, such as in America, California, and Florida. And in Australia, it's places like the Gold Coast in Queensland. That's very popular because we like our aquatic activities. Dating, it's a bit different to back in the early days when we were young and going on a date, but it's revived its popularity. There's a lot of us end up on our own in later life, and it doesn't mean to say that we have to be lonely. That's for sure. So dating is certainly a popular activity. Another popular baby boomer activity is actually home improvement. So do it yourself. About a third of us actually stay in our residence. We don't move. But fixing up the place is very popular. We're either repurposing rooms. The kids have all left home, so we perhaps put in a hobby room, even a home gym. We like to stay where we know. Some of us want to be self-sufficient, and so we're enjoying gardening, crafting, handmade products, clothing and furniture are just some of the activities that baby boomers are participating in. This keeps us physically fit as well as mentally active. And we like finding out about new technology. And there is a lot of new technology. How often do they bring out a new phone, a new laptop? We have these Fitbit things that we're supposed to wear around our wrists, tell us how many steps we've been taking as we go about our daily lives. At least half of baby boomers are comfortable using the internet, and it's a way that we keep up with our families as they seem to be getting more spread out around the world. I don't know about you, but I don't live anywhere near my children. The closest one is 1,000 kilometres and the other one is like about 3,000 kilometres away. I like having Skype calls to keep in touch with the grandchildren. Baby boomers strive to participate in activities with spiritual and social meaning. So we can do certain things on our own, but we need to have some social interaction, either with family or friends. And going out and sharing activities together is one way of doing that. Either we're just socialising or we're going to art galleries or sporting events and having some cultural experiences together. So we're spending about 17% of our time with family and friends, 7% going to concerts or listening to and playing music. We're on the computer and the internet about 21% of our time. We're reading, taking up 40% of our time. But I was surprised to read that 42% of our time we spend watching television. So we have to be mindful that we don't all turn into couch potatoes. And that's surely easy to do. I have a lot of books to read and I'm slowly working my way through them, and my taste in books is primarily in the how-to type of book. I've been reading a book by Isabel Shipard about self-sufficiency and survival foods. Health books have been popular on my book stand as well. I read The China Syndrome, looking at the implications for diet and weight loss and long-term health. I also read a book about your gut, the inside story of our body's most underrated organ. It's interesting what you can read when you've got more time on your hands. I've also been enjoying books by Peter J. Daniels. A recent one was about the awesome power of public speaking, and that's something I am practicing in my Toastmasters club, learning how to be a better speaker. Lately, I've been enjoying books by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. and his book called The Shift, Taking Your Life from Ambition to Meaning. And more recently, I've been into Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he has books out called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And the latest one I'm tackling is called Evolve Your Brain. And it's certainly keeping my brain active. I do occasionally read novels and romance books. A new Australian writer called Barbara Strickland, who has written some poetry and romance books, worth a read as well. What are the over 50s looking forward to? Well, retirement, of course. They're looking forward to not having to work, having choices. And a great majority of us are just living for today instead of worrying about tomorrow. And most of us are keeping pretty busy with all the activities that they can finally do that mean something to them, because they can do what they want to do, not what they have to do. And getting a purpose back in their lives is important to having a enjoyable and satisfying retirement. So whatever you're getting up to, enjoy yourself, keep your mind active, because keeping your mind active keeps those brain cells growing. And that's very important to having a long and healthy life. So it's not something that might happen. For most of us, we will have a much longer life than our forefathers. Be prepared to get up to stuff. Enjoy yourself. And let me know what you enjoy doing in your retirement. This is Ann Nelson from the Retire Well, Retire Happy show.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.